Well, in the past, Jason Rice has been a reporter for the John Bear Grease Sled Dog Marathon. He's been a volunteer. He sat on the board. And then he was a musher a couple of times. Jason Rice this morning joins us live on the phone, a man who is not doing anything officially, almost, with the Bear Grease this year. Hi, Jason.
Hey, good morning, Lisa. It's kind of nice for once to not have officially, I have no official role. I actually kind of like it. It means I can kind of nerd out with this a little bit this year, follow along with what's going on, and just kind of do my armchair musher thing best I can.
Well, I was curious about that because of your, just really, you've been so enmeshed in the race for so many years that I would have imagined that this time of year starts coming and you maybe start to get kind of tense and you start thinking, and then the other voice says, no, I don't have to do any of those things.
Right? Yeah, usually I start just out of habit. I start as soon as the snow flies. The first signs of snow, the first time that you see trails open up, the first time that you see a dog truck on the highway with a sled on top and they're heading somewhere to go train. Yeah, the thoughts kind of come back into your head, remembering scenes from past years and remembering what it's like being out there on the trail. It's good memories that come flooding back.
Well, this year is going to be a strange year, and I think it's probably going to make the mushers a lot happier. Yesterday, it was fun to talk with Monica Hendrickson with the John Bear Grease Sled Dog Marathon, and she said the one thing that troubled the mushers, she said the only complaint that she heard about the involvement of the Q-Paws, the Krill Sled Dog World
right,
Series.
The international circuit.
Exactly. The only complaint that she heard from the mushers is they had one more group of people they had to do interviews with. And mushers are not huge fans of interviews, I've discovered. They really kind of just want to do their thing and not have to be on stage. So no Meet the Mushers this year, which is, of course, a huge disappointment to fans because that is so much fun. But at least the mushers, they get out of that particular part. It's going to be a strange Bear Grease on Sunday morning when the first mushers leave the starting chute and there's no crowd. Is there going to be, please tell me, Jason, there's got to be a cowbell, though, right?
Oh, I guarantee somebody in that group, there will be some volunteers there. And again, I'm not up to speed on everything that's happening, but I am aware, though, that with COVID, there some decisions had to be made as to what they could do and do safely. They certainly did not want to create a massive spreader type of event. So they're doing everything they can to make sure that the race is not adding to any of our societal problems right now. So that does mean it's going to be a little bit different. There's just going to be authorized volunteers and veterinarians, in other words, race staff, and I think some members of the media will be there. It's going to be very different. I'm not on the board of directors, so everyone understand that nothing that I say is coming from any race official. I'm not exactly sure how the public, who may not know or may not have heard various Bear Grease announcements, I'm not sure that there won't be quite a few cars pulling up attempting to come see something. And certainly, as you look going up the Tisha Road there from Billy's where the start is, there's, that's the public road. I would guess that people are going to try if they're not allowed into the Billy's area. I would expect that other spots along the trail, maybe even further up once you get up by Normanna Road and up by the Zimmerman Road, there's going to be a bunch of those common road crossing spots where I would guess this year there's going to be a little bit more clamor to get to a spot and see the teams. Since you can't get to the start and experience it quite the same way, you can stay home. I do understand that. You can stay home and watch the coverage live. I think BearGrease.com is going to have a couple of options for you to just click and watch from the comfort of your home. Not the same as being there and feeling the excitement listening to the dogs just singing their race song, we'll call it. But it's still a way to enjoy it.
It and certainly I think, is. And
you know, people can take pictures if they go to those spots out in the woods.
I know that Monica also mentioned that where the Bear Grease is operating, you know, she said our property, not necessarily their property. I'm trying to remember how she referred to it. It's like the event space. Wherever the Bear Grease has the right of way as an event, folks are going to need, if there are people, they're going to need to be masked. They're going to need to show credentials, and they're going to need mm-hmm. to maintain proper social distancing. So it, you know, even though it's an outdoor event, we understand a lot more about how COVID works than we did a year ago. And it's important that everybody stay safe and that the Bear Grease is something that's fun and enjoyable for folks. And again, as you mentioned, Jason, creating some kind of a super spreader event is not what the Bear Grease had in mind. So that's not going to happen. Now, let's talk a little bit about this snow business. We got a chance of a little bit of light snow. We've got a possibility of some freezing drizzle. And, of course, this is just our forecast here in the Duluth Superior area. So this is going to count for between what? Here and maybe Two Harbors trail conditions.
Sure.
Temperatures are going to be around 30. And you said to me in a conversation the other day, that's warm for sled dogs.
Yeah. And it's not like we haven't seen it before, and it's not like these mushers haven't seen these conditions before. We've had other warm years. In fact, we've had years that were much warmer than this, where we've had to start in sunny 40-degree conditions. That's really, 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 that's like extremely tough. That's like humans running a marathon in 90-95 degrees. Sled dogs' happy zone. For fans of the race, this is not new news, but for anybody who's unaware, the happy zone for sled dogs is really more like 0 to 10, 15 below. That's where they're happy running. Why? It's because their system runs so hot that the only way for them to stay cool is for it to be really pretty cool outside. And you'll see that the dogs, just biologically, they perform better when it's cold. The warmer it gets, usually they tend to feel a little more sluggish. Just like you and I on a hot summer day, we don't really feel like exerting all of our energy. And that's exactly how these dogs feel. So starting in the 20s, how does that stack up? That would be like running grandma's marathon, on a maybe an upper 70s day. You can do it. It's not ideal. And as long as you hydrate well, it's not going to, you know, tear down your body. But you got to hydrate well, and you got to pace yourself. And that's true with these dogs.
Now, let's talk about the race finish, too, because there have been, you know, there are some changes. Everybody's trying to make sure the race for the past few years has ended at the Grand Portage Casino around there in the back. And again, there's usually a crowd of people there to scream and cheer on the mushers and have a wonderful bit of hoopla, and that is not happening again this year because the Bear Grease said, you know, we can do it safely or we won't get to do it at all. So everybody said, oh, do it. We'll behave. We'll cooperate. The race is ending at Minerals Center. First of all, the race is starting earlier than it usually does so that all the races can have an appropriate social distance between them so they don't have all the mushers and volunteers and handlers in the same place at the same time. So the race itself begins at 9 a.m. The marathon leaves at 9, and then the other races are going to be staggered along after that. Then the race is going to end at Mineral Center instead of at Grand Portage. So the whole race itself is going to be shorter. Talk about what difference that's going to make in terms of how mushers will choose to run this race.
Right. So everything comes into it as a factor, and the distance of the race, as well as the temperature, as well as any sort of snow that does or does not happen. Overnight conditions are really important. If the trail is, if it's nice and cool at night, and of course no sun out, a lot of mushers are going to try and really put on some miles at night. They're not always given a whole lot of choice though about when to run. Bear Grease is short enough of a race the way it's set up right now that they're not going to, for instance, rest long during the day and then, you know, rest shorter and run more at night. The race is too quick to be able to do that. So really, most teams will just take about an even 3.5 to 4 hours at every checkpoint. With the race being, you know, one leg shorter this year, so about 35 miles approximately shorter than usual, it's actually going to do two things. Now they don't need to leave gas in the tank for that one final kind of hilly section going into Grand Portage. They're going to be finishing after a long, roughly 55, 60-mile run. The dogs are not going to have to hold back. The thing that the musher has to balance as the coach and the leader, the driver, they really have to manage, I'm going to go faster because the race is shorter this year, but the temperature is a little bit warmer. So I would look for teams to still try to speed up. And when I say speed up, you're talking about probably a quarter of 1 mile an hour faster than what they would normally want to run at. A lot of the mushers will use a GPS mounted on their sled, and they will just simply track. They'll track their speed. At any given moment, they can see how fast they're going, and they can see a moving average. So, for instance, like, well, Team Reddington is going to typically be one of those fast teams up there. I would guess that Ryan is going to probably try and Aaron Letzring. I would see them probably averaging somewhere in the 12-mile-an-hour range. Knowing Ryan, that's what he'll say he's going to do. He's probably going to go even faster. But I would say that the average is going to be somewhere closer to 12 with those top contending teams, maybe even a little faster than that, simply because the race is shorter and there's not as much time for them to have to bank energy for the dogs.
Well, it is going to be a fascinating race, and although public spectators are not going to be allowed at the Bear Grease this year, our KUMD coverage is going to continue the way it always has. Actually, Jason, I have to say I'm really glad that you're not mushing again this year, because last year you were all, I can't be a race reporter, I'm a musher. And I mean, it sounded like a lame excuse to me, and I, you know, but I had to accept it. I had no choice. So we are happy to welcome back our intrepid race reporters of John Stetson and Jason Rice. And you guys are going to be joining us three times a day. At 8 o'clock, we'll have an update as we look at the numbers and do some number crunching at 11 o'clock. And then we will have one of you join us again at 2 o'clock, depending on who is where. It's going to be really great coverage again.
Right, right. I'm excited to do it and excited to see exactly how this all plays out. You know, the funny thing is, the mushers probably, they do like having a crowd there. It's exciting. It's part of the insane beauty of dog sled races. It's first and foremost, it's the dogs. Second, it's the excitement of the fans and seeing how they appreciate the power and enthusiasm of the dogs. That element of not seeing all the throngs of fans and hearing the cowbells and the cheers, that's going to be a little bit different. But this is, by and large, this crew is pretty used to spending hours and hours in the woods with no noise. They're okay with it.
They're okay with it. But perhaps this is one opportunity during the year where the mushers do actually welcome all of the noise and the hubbub. And what's interesting that you rarely hear, because the second the dogs are given the command to go, they fall silent. And that just amazing transformation between, you know, leaping in the air and frothing at the mouth and freaking out, let's go, let's go, let's go, and just bellowing at the top of their lungs instantly becomes silent focus. And it's just sled runners and dog feet. But, of course, that's the point that's where the crowd goes wild.
yeah. I admit, you know, I'm not necessarily wired like most of the people who have spent a lifetime mushing. I kind of enjoy the chaos and everything at these starts and at a finish, being warmly welcomed back, regardless of where you finish, having people just cheer and say good job and want to come up and give some love to your dog, that's great. But the thing that hooked me was not that. The thing that hooked me 20-some years ago was the silence. It was the dead silence of hearing nothing but little the crunch of paws in the snow and just the little puffs of breath as we go down the trail. And there's no barking. There's no chaos.
Nope.
Out on the trail. If there is, it means something has gone wrong.
Badly wrong. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, let us hope. You know, I know that a number of television programs, radio shows, you know, have tried to get over this no live audience thing by playing, you know, recorded audience noise. I kind of hope nobody bothers with recorded audience noise at the Bear Grease. I think that would be sort of weird. But, Jason, bring a cowbell just to be on the safe side, just to make sure that we can at least have a little more cowbell at the beginning of the day,
right?
At the beginning of the race.
The world needs more cowbell.
It does.
I mean,
it does.
You've got to give them more cowbell.
Exactly. And you can do that socially distant. So that'll be we're going to assign you that as part of your responsibilities. Jason, thanks a million.
All right.
We will meet up with you from a socially distant 6 feet plus on Sunday at the beginning of the race. And it's going to be great talking with you through the John Bear Grease Sled Dog Marathon. Thanks again, you and John Stetson, for joining us as our race trail reporters.
Very good. Thanks, Lisa. We're looking forward to it.
Jason Rice joins us this morning as our guest. He is a longtime fan of the race, was a board member for many, many years, and actually a musher for a few of those years, including last year. And he came in third place, did a dandy job in the Bear Grease last year. We are thrilled to welcome him back to race reporting, and we'll be hearing from Jason beginning on Monday here on KUMD. And we will also be bringing you the start of the John Bear Grease Sled Dog Marathon live Sunday morning at 9 o'clock on 103.3 KUMD.